Okay, I'll continue this EOW, whatever it will be. About us maybe having to go back to nature again more. And if you look here at Wisconsin, for instance, you can see how people could live off the land, off the forest.
Stop,
using their own homes to float. It's not that difficult. And in fact, I think it would be very healthy for us to go back to, and I'm not saying back as aggressive, but we maybe took it too far. Go back a bit and stay there in a nice balance. Not just more and more things, more and more technology, but more and more harmony, sustainable living. And I would say local. Self-sufficiency communities, villages, towns, and as I learned from Indian tradition, Vedic tradition, when Dharma, they don't recommend more than 50,000 people in a town, a city. Again, just as in a body, each part should be healthy. But also function nicely together with all other parts. And when cities just grow bigger and bigger and bigger, they're cancers, not healthy. So, of course we don't want to regress to a more primitive level of life. I was just saying, we just progress to a balanced, smarter, dharmic way of life. Now, how does it look like? That's pretty interesting. So I'm sitting here, some old Finnmark's home, I mean, Wisconsin. Finnish people were invited to Sweden, to what they call the Finnish land. They were experts at, there's a word for it, they burn unneeded pieces of forest and so on. And after years, spreading the ashes over the land that they cleared, it gets very fertile. So I guess they lived here, in these buildings, sitting on the balcony of one of them now, or whatever it is. Now they look, of course, primitive for us, but they're strong, they're still standing here. the roof, traditionally covered with the bark of birch trees, which seems to be very good material. They knew all this, what you can pick there in the forest and around you and the ground to build a good quality home that will last many years. And yes, here it still stands, hundreds of years later. So yeah, that's something to learn from, because that's freedom, that's independence, that's sustainability. Something breaks, you can get something in the forest or in the ground and fix it. So what's great about this age we're living now then? And that's what I wanted to say in the previous one, I've kind of forgot. It's, obviously, it's a communications network that we have, which means that leaders sitting in a one place or any place can control billions and billions of people, the minds of billions and billions of people, which is where they know you have to start. But so it can be used for propaganda purposes, or just usual making money and this and that. But it can be, and I say that's what we should use it for, first of all, to educate us, spread facts and good ideas and knowledge and understanding, to update and refine our worldview, our understanding of the world, reality in ourselves, and how we should live and act here in this world, you know, to be happy and to also keep, or at least, make, or at least keep each other happy as well. All of us who live here, small and the big. And I'm thinking of computers. Those machines, once we know how to make a computer, we can always do that, because it's made out of metal and materials from the ground, copper and this and that. And they last long. We can use old computers to type on, do this and that. And as long as there are some kind of communications, telephone lines or fiber optic or whatever, we can communicate with each other. But even if that internet just burns up one day, I mean, what happens to these fiber optic lines if one powers a super duper powerful laser into them? Things like that. Humans can always come up with fantastic things to create and also fantastic ways to destroy them. So we can't depend so much on all these fancy things. But let's then stay with this. The way I say the most valuable thing we have now, this ability to spread knowledge. You don't have to go to the library to find a book and read. You can find any book you want and listen to it in your headphones and so on. I mean, we can all become very learned and very well cultured, you could say, highly understanding how Dharma, you know, as the Indians call it, the way, as the Chinese call it, the way nature works. That's what we call ecology, sustainability, and so on. So, whether we just got this fantastic knowledge, information, distribution network temporarily so we can all get wise enough to save the world and then we don't need it anymore, we can print enough paper books and all that so we survive without all this, and then we'll live local, we don't need to all be connected with everyone else. Or whether that stays. It's kind of, it would work anyway, just like before internet came, back in the late 80s. I mean, the internet was around before that, but it really took off. I was working in a book production, magazine production, media production, and radio production. And we had our simple computers, but did a lot with them. So again, I think that what we should do now, those of us who are smart enough to understand this, is to educate ourselves, to learn, to figure out, learn the Dharma, the way, understand, update. A worldview to a functional one, one that when we live it makes the world flourish rather than withering. But anyway, I'm sitting here and life is flourishing where I am, and I'm so happy for that. Summer in Sweden, little flowers and bees and butterflies and people on holiday. I mean, life can be beautiful here, and it is to many places, but in other places it's not. People are suffering, people are being exploited. Big, powerful people acting like parasites, sucking out the life energy out of so many people and killing just to serve their own interest. Millions of people, what's the problem? That can't go on. Those parasites either shape up to a cultured human platform or kill each other, whatever you want to do. But stop it. So yeah, let's use this fantastic media now, and I'm doing it here. and you can do it your way. And that's the nice thing. Let's just be ourselves for real. Be nice to each other. Win-win. Learn the Dharma. Which really means, or was it someone translated? Well, the way things are, the way nature works. And use whatever media you can get hold of that you feel comfortable with that could do so. Use them your own way. Here I am. This is what I learned in my life, and let me share it with you. Things like that.